Everybody, and welcome to Dr. Cherry's Starlight Show. I hope my show will find you happy, healthy, and on a high gear. Well, never forget that the future is the reincarnation of the thoughts. A magnet will not attract a piece of wood. If you are happy, if you generate positive thought, guess what? You are going to get that light. You're going to get that energy, that magic that worked. But that would definitely turn your life from darkness and despair, depression, to success, happiness, love, physical and spiritual health. That's all there is. We are gods. That is the title of my new book. Actually, you are God. We have been made in the image of the Creator. And you like it or not, you know it or not, you were blessed with the essence of creativity. You were born with the essence of creation, made by God as a God in training in this dense physical world. Never forget that the more negative thought you entertain, the more negative thought will be coming at you and eat you alive. A magnet will not attract a piece of wood. If you're happy, if you are positive like I am, you are going to become your own sun. And every planet will want to evolve around your aura, around you. And you could do it. You know what? But it's very difficult sometimes for people to assimilate sorts of simplistic theology. If you've been smoking for 10 or 15 years, will it be cigarettes or pots? Well, don't expect for you to quit smoking in 5 minutes and clean up your lungs or clean up your act if you've been depressed. You are into that wave of negativity which is slowly but surely engulfing you. And in your life is miserable. You're depressed. You're not happy. You don't regenerate. Guess what? Most of the time, you are the one to blame. Well, but Dr. Cherry, I went through some very dramatic change. Guess what? Been there, done that. 15 years of marriage, and all of a sudden I find myself alone. Now, how do you think I felt? I never forget what I call the highway of tears when I left San Diego and I drove all the way to Santa Rosa, past the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. Every single inch on the way, I was crying like a little girl, looking at the empty seat next to me where my wife used to be last 15 years or so. So don't tell me I don't know how you feel when you lost somebody close to you. I lost my dad. I was only 11 years old. I lost my younger brother. He was only 16 years old. Only last year, I lost two of my best friends, two of my top students. Well, regardless of what is thrown at me, I'm still facing it. I'm still strong as I refuse to let the dark angel, the black skeleton riding the horses of fire, I refuse to let this energy that I picture in my mind to consume me. I will not allow anything negative to get to me. I will not let anyone putting me down. I am thirsty for life. I'm thirsty for knowledge. I am blessed and I'm responsible for the miracle of life that God gave me, myself gave me. But people say, but Dr. Cherry, how can you explain God and the devil? Many of my students are baffled sometimes. When I say, well, first of all, realize that you are much too big in the scheme of things as God to come down this miserable little world, which is hell. So don't worry, you're not going to go to hell because you already are on hell. And that is, of course, because of your lack of cosmic consciousness, the lack of understanding the creative forces of your subconscious, the lack of not gathering enough cosmic consciousness to lead your life accordingly to universal rules. Ignorance, put it this way, ignorance is evil. So you're too big as a god to come down here. So you bring a little fraction, tiny little part of the divine from the immensity of the infinite realm of magic, creativity, life. You bring a little bit of that humongous god down here. You're actually bringing yourself down here. You choose your world. You choose your parents. You choose your friends. You choose your stars. You choose your country. You pick it all up before you reincarnate yourself on this dense physical world. Then there you are. As a child, you are slowly but surely gathering information because this is why you came to this world, to learn, to grow. So as a child, you are innocent. Let's put it negative. You are innocent. You don't like the word negative. So let's say you are innocent. You're a baby, fragile, sensitive. And you need your mommy to feed you, to guide you. Now, if you're lucky enough and smart enough, let's say you don't destroy yourself smoking or drinking, okay? Or let's say you don't bother your neighbor so that he doesn't come and shoot you. Let's say you're smart and you go through life, and at the age of 100 years old, you die. Imagine what type of information, what type of knowledge and wisdom you were forced to grasp, to digest, to assimilate because of all the people that you have met every single day of your life have taught you a lesson. Yes, you've learned not to touch the fire because it burns. Yes, you've learned to respect other people, for if you don't, they're going to beat you. Yes, you have learned so many things in time and space. You have learned to be a human being. And guess what? All this information from a little innocent, negative little children comes to somebody very advanced with tremendous amount of knowledge. Then all this wisdom goes right back home, right back to the source, right back to God, because that's the only thing you are going to bring with you out there. Your wisdom, your knowledge. So you are learning, you're grasping all these spiritual foods, and you bring it back to God. You bring it back to you, and you get it bigger and bigger and stronger each time. Then you may decide to take a few weeks holiday. That could be a few billion years, because in time and space you have no time, no distance in this parallel world. So you're taking a little break. Then you get bored again. Say, well, I'm bored, so I'm going to take a little piece of myself again, and I'm going to bring it to a different world. And that is how I perceive God. And some of the people say, but how do you perceive the devil? God and the devil are the same guy. Oh, you're going to say, no? Well, let me explain how I see it, and then you challenge me. Let's say we have a set of twins here. Born at the same time, the same place with great parents. And both, we're going to call John, and we're going to call the other one Mark. Okay? John and Mark are twins. They're born with the same stars, with the same very caring parents. And there you go. They're starting their life. Now, John is graduating, and his brother is graduating. Both of them have graduated. Now, John decides to go to do a party, okay, to a party for a birthday of a friend, and Mark stay behind. Now, John goes to the party, sudden enough, he drives too fast, and he drinks too much on his way back, and he hits a tree, and he breaks his head so bad that he is unconscious, and he stayed unconscious for a couple weeks. Meantime, the entire family, of course, and Mark are there trying to make sure that he's going back alive, he's taking care of him. But Mark didn't stop his schooling. Mark still has learned a lot of things while John is in bed recuperating. So now Mark is a little bit more positive than his brother, which is now becoming negative. Okay? So Mark is God or positive, and John, which had an accident, could not go to college, university anymore, was left behind. So John is negative, Mark is positive. It's very simple. Now, let's see. Finally, John get back together after 6 months, okay? And he goes back to study, and his brother is helping him and so forth. Now, the same story happened again, but this time Mark goes to a party with his friend, and Mark is driving too much, and Mark hits the train. Now, his brother John, that was negative, now catch up with Mark, and while Mark is still recuperating, John is still growing and learning and becoming more intelligent and more educated and more positive. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? Mark was positive and better than John in terms of education. Now it's the opposite. John, that was bad, that had an accident, that was negative, now he's getting above his brother. Now, you can repeat the story as many times as you want, but that's what it is. Each time you're learning something, each time you're a challenge about something, you're learning and you're growing. When you, 2 years ago, anyone listening to this show right now, 2 years ago, you were not as alert, you were not as smart, and you were not as intelligent as you are now or will be in 2 years from now. Now, understand that the truth is not within yourself. My world is so empty, people, you have no idea. There's nothing in my world. All that I have learned, I learned it because I was interested in you. So the truth is outside someone, not inside. Now, there's some people that say, well, I want to find the truth, and I'm going to go with and sit with a guru in Peru on the top of the mountain for the next 5 years. Guess what? 5 years later, this person will be 5 years more stupid standing on top of the mountain with that guru. Because this person needed to meet people that would challenge him, that would upset him, that would make him think, that would make him react, and even some of them that would painfully give him physical stress. So it's by dealing with others, looking at others, reacting to others, that you will grow. It's like, I don't know how many of you have read my last newsletter. And in this newsletter, I am referring to a lunatic from my hometown, from France, from my home country. And this guy is totally schizophrenic in my line of view. And of course, totally and completely religiously poisoned, because what he's writing is apocalyptic things that's going to happen in May. I can't even remember when anyway. So Ari is saying that the entire world is going to go berserk, we are going to die, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. I mean, now, the next thing I know, I'm receiving emails from people that are also religiously poisoned, okay, wondering if that prediction is going to come true. Worst of all, I'm getting calls from mothers and explaining to me that their children have read this material on the internet and they are very depressed and she doesn't know how to fix the situation. Right, so obviously, I wrote a newsletter, and I said to the people, hey, check your messengers before you believe anything. Check if it's past predictions. See if it's on radio, on television. See if its predictions are well documented. And if they are, then you may want to be cautious and you want to be aware. But, of course, this lunatic has nothing previously that came true. Obviously, okay? Where was this person for the 9/11? Where was this person for the tsunami, for the SARS, for the war, for the shuttle disaster, and the many earthquakes and tornadoes that I predicted are well printed, well documented in my books on TV, on the George Norrie Show, etc.? okay? But people don't understand that before you go and follow someone or believe in something, you better check the messengers. So I send this newsletter, and of course you got a bunch of morons that email me back saying, oh, Dr. Chui, you've got an attitude to calling the scientist and this and that. And I said, wait. It is not about you, my friend. It is not about me and my attitude or your attitude. It's about the children. So get it. Get the message. I will not allow or tolerate any religious lunatic or any apocalyptic lunatic writing dirt, put it on the internet, and messing up the psyche of children. Because now the children are wondering, what's the point for me to leave if in May everything's going to be going down a hill? What's the point? So I might as well try drugs. Oh, who knows? Maybe I should have more sex because I'm going to die anyway. This is how a child thinks after reading this type of material. They are going to kind of take a shot at anything because in their mind there's no tomorrow. And you still have those morons emailing me, telling me that I'm an egocentric. Well, again, for the many of you who read that newsletter, and if you did not go and read it, go to my website, drchui.com, and then go to the newsletter little box and click on previous newsletter and read what I said about these people and my feelings. But for those of you who knows me, who have emailed me, and I find the time to answer you, you can see my signature, and my signature is clear. Those who take my self-assurance and my honesty for another side ego suffer serious complex. That's it, inferiority complex. For these people to find the time to write to me to tell me how hurt they are because they took my message personally, had nothing to do with them, but they still took it personally, it's just hilarious. You would have to pay me millions of dollars to be that stupid. I stand on my gun. If you don't like me, just switch it off. If you don't like me, don't read my newsletters. Period. You've got power. You've got a little button that says delete. Yeah? Luckily for me, 99.9% of the people that sign up for my newsletters are smart. Imbeciles cannot relate to me. Period. People that have too much of an inferiority complex or themselves another size ego would not enjoy my honesty and the way I perceive things in life. But again, if I was not to do this to these people, how would they learn? I force these people to auto-analyze themselves and to put themselves aside. I force them to go into me. And by going into me, they are forced to look into themselves. That's why I say the truth is not within, but it's outside. I'm very sure of myself. I'm very confident in my knowledge. Yes, I know, and I'm not cocky. If you can't relate to me, it's because maybe your stars are a little bit weak. Nothing wrong with that. You can't always grow. You have eternity to do so. Okay? Maybe your experience, I may add for sure, your experience are very different than mine, because you didn't cruise inside the belly of a flying saucer like I did. And yes, trust me, I got better things to do than to make these things up. Okay? And you didn't have a crazy life like I had. Like I always say to my students, you know, incredible experiences breed incredible people that have incredible things to teach you. So if you have a normal little life, maybe you want to do something, and you want to start by looking inside of yourself, okay, and you want to start to grow and realize that if you are not happy, if you are not wealthy, if you are not in a good career, and if you are not running properly upstairs, something is wrong. You need to find out what it is, and then you're going to work around it. And then you're going to say, but I don't know. Well, of course you don't know. You're not an hypnotherapist. You don't understand the working of your subconscious, who may take all your fears as a wish. You don't understand that your 11th house operates in conjunction with your subconscious. There is so many things that can make you insecure, depressed, or unfulfilled. very often it's phobias that were built as a child. I mean, any responsible mother should never, ever, in a million years, teach their children they're going to go to hell. As a child, there is no filters. These children are so vulnerable, and most of the time, the parents are themselves not educated, sad enough. Most of the time, this is what happens. Okay? These people don't have themselves a high UCI on top of that. And then you have a child being born in his environment where there is a bunch of drunks, a bunch of potheads, a bunch of religious lunatics, and you expect this child to run smoothly? Wait a minute here. But looking back at my situation, hey, I am coming from the most devastating upbringing you could ever dream of. I was in the street at the age of 12 years old. I was able to test the sweet taste of steak when I was able to pay for it. And I kissed mother first time. I was 21 years old. All the rest of the time I grew in the streets. Oh, I did all sorts of bad things. Trust me, I had to survive. But this doesn't mean because the upbringing is messed up that you have to be messed up. If you have a very powerful, intelligent UCI or set of good stars, you are going to know your limitation, and you're going to take on all the challenges, and you're going to miss all the pits. You know what? And this is the true statistics. Gang leaders, drug addicts, potheads, most of the time, are not only coming from dysfunctional families. They are also coming from very established, strong, solid, wealthy families. So the upbringing plays a very important part, don't get me wrong. I'm not contradicting myself. But your UCI is what will give you the option to go in the right direction or the wrong direction. And that's called UCI, Unique Celestial Identity, or the stars you have inherited at birth that will give you that power. Now, there is a teacher. Let's take this example. Ego's his teacher. He's got a class with 35 kids. He's working, or she is working really hard. And she is a math teacher. She's working really hard, and there is a few kids that, regardless how much she's trying to tell them that 2 and 2 makes 4, okay, let's be easy, the kids still don't get it. However, that teacher is not smart enough to realize that the same very kids who have a lot of problem in mathematics happen to be the best in the arts in the same very class. Now, when you have a teacher that thinks, or through his own UCI, unable to switch himself or herself into the 12 different thinking process that regulate a full class, okay, or the world for that matter, like the 12 specific way to love or to hate, the 12 specific way to service the world, the 12 specific subconscious drive, based upon those 12 signs of the zodiac, those 12 hours of the day, those 12 apostles, those 12 sins and 12 jury, those planets. And when your teacher is not educated, how do you think the teacher can really connect with that child? So it comes down to that all the teachers should be taught, and this is why I am so very proud of all my students coming to Hawaii in June, because these crowds, and the class is full, by the way, this crowd is, to my knowledge, the very privileged, select, advanced soul. They are going to be the cream of the cream. They are the teachers of teachers, and guess what? Not many of them is even aware of it. They are just going to Hawaii to learn astropsychology from Dr. Churi. They're going to have a good time. They're going to relax. Well, that is a fact. But there is much more going down here. These people are privileged select. These people are chosen by the universal scheme of things to support and promote a message that will change this world. As simple as that. That's me to know, and all my students to find out. in the future when my number is up. But the fact of the matter is, once the teacher gets to understand the 12 specific way of reasoning, once the teacher understands the location of Mercury in a specific sign that will make a child prone to be good in math or in the arts or in geometry, then these teachers will be able to adapt to that child and understand the way this child communicates and how this child assimilates information or even pass on information. There is so much for this world to learn. It's a disaster. It's a complete drama for the world not to respect universal laws. It's completely against the laws of intelligence not to have astropsychology or the rare science being reintegrated in our college universities and accepted as a science. I hope before my number is up to see many of my students teaching the teachers finally, so that the teachers can understand the children, their aim, their soul's purpose, what the universe has already preset this soul to be its best at. And again, there is no schools that produce Einstein. There is no university that creates, or art school that creates the geniuses of Mozart or Beethoven. It's all preset within the universal mind. And then you have a bunch of imbecile, uneducated scientists trying to debunk astrology. They are doing their own little research. This is going to be the topic of my next newsletter, so you better sign up, because there is a bunch of scientists out there who are not at all educated in the power of the stars. I mean, this is a disaster. Why don't they let me work with them? Guess what? This will never happen. You know why? Because a magnet won't attract a piece of wood. I can only attract souls that are advanced. I can only attract, for the universal scheme of things and for the fate of the world, specific souls that are there to support and promote my aims, my goals, to turn this world finally into the light. Free human spirit from his fears and his ignorance. Free the human spirit from the past and the dogma, and give mankind an option to connect with the divine. Because we are children of the universe, because we are from the stars. The very essence of every single living things and every science in this world is under the jurisdictions of the stars. Everything that you see, that you touch, nature, animals, humans, are under the control of the stars. And as it is now, because there is no cosmic consciousness regimenting this world in the name of ignorance and religion, chaos is the price mankind has to pay. Chaos, humongous chaos, where a mother is fighting a daughter right there in the heart, in the nucleus of the family, because the mother don't understand the child. Yes, the child is going to school. The same situation is repeating itself because the teacher do not understand the thinking process, the learning process of the child. It's a dead end. It's a black hole of mess, of dirt, a quicksand of ignorance that is sucking mankind into depression, abuse of drugs, abuse of doctor prescriptions, and finally suicides. My gosh! When will people realize that I have such an important mission? When will people participate and help me? I can't fix it by myself. I am so proud of all the people that have perceived my gift. I am so proud of all my students that are joining me in Hawaii. And you can be sure of that. After a week with me, every one of them is going to have a very different conception of life. Not only will I teach them and offer them the golden keys, what it means to be human, but I will also teach them the Kabbalistic healing. I will teach them all that I know about the subconscious and how important it is to be aware of the creative forces, the hidden strengths of your subconscious. I will also teach the Astro Tarot for those who want to make a living right away, helping and guiding people without going through the complexity of building a reflex in astropsychology. These people will be able to read the tarot and be more precise than any and every famous psychic that they have ever known before. I can guarantee you that to all and any of my students. By the way, if you decide to come, you better hurry. I have only a few seats left. Go to my website and from there contact me and see if I can work a deal with you. But you know what? As I always said, the worst thing that you can do for you is that hoping to have a better life, hoping to have more love, hoping to have a better career, or more respect, more security, and still do what you do. Guess what? If what you do and did so far didn't bring you that, something is wrong. Use common sense. It's either you did the wrong thing or you didn't do the right thing. Either way, same difference, right? It's only if, and I repeat myself, it's only if you mean business. It's only if you make drastic decision and take drastic action that the superconscious in time and space will know that you mean business and you need to be healed and you need to have a better career and you need to make more money and you need to be respected and you need to find fulfillment, balance and harmony in every area of your life. It's only if you mean business that your subconscious will start to open the doors for you. Oh, I know. Because when I came here with $50 in my pocket, trust me, I meant it. I got to find a place to stay and I got to have a job. My gosh, I didn't know I was going to end up with a beautiful home, making the American dream, driving the Corvette and having the best of the best. I had no clue. The only thing I knew, I had to get going and I had to get settled because I only had $50 in my pocket and I didn't want to be homeless. So I meant business and magic transpire. All the forces of the universe, God and the devil, became friends to transcend the power to me. Now I got it. I want to share it with you. But hey, that's me to know and you to find out. If you don't get yourself in gear and mean business, you ain't going to get nowhere. You're going to stay where you're at. Well, 834. Now, let me give you a couple of numbers here. 1-888-268-4313. And if you are in Australia or anywhere in the world, 530-876-3222. I'm going to repeat those numbers, so get your pen. And if you have any question, just call me. No problem. Okay, the first number is 888-268-4313. The other number, 530-876-3222. And once somebody call me, well, I can investigate you, dragon. Because right now you're listening, and that's good news. It's good news. Dr. Chiri, please talk more. Let us know. We want to know more. Because we are regenerating with information that are from the divine. You know, if you're listening and if you enjoy it, maybe it's because there is some values and definitely some truth in my words, in my philosophy, and in my teachings. All right. Now, let's talk about something interesting here. For those of you who have been to my website, the last window that I gave was the window of April 21st. As you know, I give those three windows each month for the entire year. These dates were also broadcasted on pay-per-view on television on the George Norrie Show back in January 2006 when I gave my prediction. And so far, and you can trace it. You can go to my website and the prediction. Each one of these dates has produced something very exceptional. That is the proof that predictive astrology is real and do work. The window of April 21st, the keywords are cosmos, nuke, weird news, surprise, explosion, shocking, earthquake, volcano, tornado, aeronautics, airplane, and then guess what? Well, tornado, Oklahoma, exactly on the window that I gave. The Belchin Peru volcano, also. And a 7.7 magnitude quake in Russia. Well, when I give a date for an earthquake or a volcano or a tornado, it happened. Oh, yes, there is quakes every single day. But how many 7.7 quakes do you get? And how come they fall dead on my window? Maybe those big empty scientists' heads should squash a little bit deeper and start to investigate something more than their electronic equipment and their very limited education. We not tell them how nature works. Well, you had also a 5.5 in Japan. Now I said to be aware of aeronautic accident. How come a very famous test pilot died on that window? It's not just an airplane accident. It's a very famous test pilot that died on the window when I said to be careful not to fly. You also had two planes that collide mid-air. Five people are gone back to God. I also talk about nukes. Bush and who had to find common front on the Iran nuke. Now I said also to be ready for very interesting and weird surprise. The key word is surprise. Grandma hit the jackpot record. Everybody knew about this old lady who made millions of dollars. This is a good surprise news, isn't it? Then I said to be ready for other shocking, not as good news. Bin Laden tapes from the West again on that window. And again, shocking, crazy news when the Iranian leader called on the Jews to leave the Middle East. What's the matter with this guy? My gosh. All right, do I have a caller?
Yes. Hi, my name's Mandy.
What is your name, honey?
Mandy.
Mandy, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Patton, Missouri.
Okay, now, give me your numbers. What's your date of birth?
January 23rd, 1984.
1-23-1984.
Yes.
Let me look at you, honey.
And it was at 7:52 p.m.
That's okay. I don't need that for now. Let me see it. You were born with the head of the dragon in Gemini. So Gemini is communication, writing, and talking. Do you do that?
Yes, I talk a lot.
Honey, you look younger. Do people say that to you? You look very, you're already very young, but you're going to look always young. That's the beauty. All right. Let me see something with you here. Are you religious or not?
Religious? Not really. I believe in God, but I don't go to church or anything.
All right. Now, tell me something. Do you like Indians and animals?
Yes.
Yep. Well, you have a lot of past life with the Indians. And nature and animals and all that good thing here. You're going to go a long way, honey. You are a Capricorn Aquarius. Your mental process is set for you to do very well in the world of communication and radio. And do you do any drawing or photography? Just a question.
Yes, I love to draw.
Okay, good. So your dragon seed is very powerful and very positive. And you've got a stellium in the sign of Scorpio. So you're an investigator, you're a natural doctor. The problem that I see in your chart, I'm sorry, I have some people calling this line again. So bear with me if you hear that little beep. It's going to be just a couple of times, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me have any back problem or knees problem?
Back problem?
Two questions. So yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have a stress on your stomach when you get upset?
Yes.
Okay, now don't eat when you're upset. Okay, now let me look at this chart here. You have all the gifts to work in the medical field, but on the mental medical field, and that means psychology or astropsychology. Do you use computers?
Computers, yes.
Okay, all right. Now, if your ISP takes a large file, you can email me and let me send you one of my books that will help you to understand a little bit more about yourself, okay? Now, as far as your future, what I see with you, there is some very important study ahead of you. Are you prepared for that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you need to focus and concentrate, because sometimes you're going left and right a little bit. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, and try not to put too much emphasis in the affairs of love. You need to focus on you. You need to focus on your career, because you still are the Aquarius. Your sun sign is Aquarius, like me. And you're meant to work for the world into the science and research, metaphysics. And as a Capricorn born in January with 3 planets in Capricorn, you have a lot of witchcraft residue. Now, when I say witchcraft, don't freak out, because in America, when you say witchcraft, oh my gosh, it's all bad news. You have
okay.
You have the black magic and you have the white magic. You understand that?
Yes.
You have the white witch, which is into the stars, which is using all the past life with the Indians to use nature, plant, and herbs, and all sorts of incantation to heal people. And then, of course, you have the black witch who is using all this for power, for control. And, of course, karma is always taking care of such a soul. Okay?
Okay.
Let me see. You want to stay clear from any form of chemicals and drinking and things like that, okay? Because you have a little bit of an escape side of yourself.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yes.
So stay clear from that and be careful not to hurt yourself. Your tail of the dragon is in your subconscious. So you have to be aware of not getting depressed, getting negative or insecure or this and that. You follow me?
Yes.
Okay. Your subconscious, you could still use that dragon's tail in your subconscious and bring all this to service the world, but you are very gifted in communication, writing. Have you thought of learning any languages yet or not?
A new language?
Yeah,
no,
like
I haven't thought of that.
Okay, because you have gift in languages. Okay, you don't know just yet. I can see all that. Let's see what I detect with you. So watch the moon, okay? You're completely under the jurisdiction of the moon. So when you email me, remind me that you're from the show, okay? I will send you the 2005 moon power so that you could check what you went through, and you can educate yourself on the moon. Now,
okay.
Let's see what I detect with you. You regenerate with metaphysics. You like anything that is mystical and spiritual. That is
yes.
Because you're trying to rebuild the God head. Capricorn is the head of the goat. Is the head of the devil in Christian theology. You follow me? That's why that's why the Christians have chosen the head of the goat. And you were born in the head of the goat, and that means you're a white witch. That means in past life you have tab in metaphysics, you have tab in natural healing, and all the power is in you, and you're being harassed to relearn it. There's no accident. That's why you call me, so this way I can give you a little bit of direction. You follow me?
Yes.
You got quite a lot to offer, honey. A lot, as a matter of fact, to offer. But you need to focus and concentrate a little bit more. Do you do a lot of reading or not?
No, I don't read very much.
You start the book from the end, yes?
And only things that are, like, really interesting. Like, I like reading, like, things about, like, the stars and horoscopes and stuff like that.
That's what I thought, yeah. And if you were, and that could mean also missing the boat in education. Are you still in college?
No, I don't know what I want to go for yet. I haven't started.
Well, the universe has a plan for you, honey. You be sure of that. And I remember they kicked me out of the school. I was, 12 years old. And they told me I would never speak English. I would never be anybody. I would do nothing. So these are the people in psychologists that have tested my IQ, saying to me that I was a moron, literally, that I would go nowhere. And now you see, these are the people that are in the universities, in colleges. These are educated scientists that can only judge you through what they know. And they don't know much, honey. They don't know much. A college degree will not give you the excuse to do damage to a child. And there is a big difference between education and intelligence. I can see through your stars that you're very inquisitive, you're very smart, and you tend to be not to waste time in things you don't like. And that's a good thing. But you still need to focus a little bit more. But the universe is going to bring you quite a lot of study ahead of you, and there is a lot of traveling physically and spiritually ahead of you. And I can see also that you're going to do very well. You seem to be also attracted to foreign ground, foreigners and foreign places. Okay? Just be careful to stay away from gurus, okay?
And stay away from what?
Gurus, people that want to save the world with love, or people that are ascendant grandmasters from India, or things of this nature, okay? You have had past life in India, you have had past life in many parts of this world, and you don't need to go back into the deceiving guru stuff or religious stuff. Stay with science, stay with astrology, astropsychology, stay with the type of spiritual information that gives you discipline and grounding, and you will do absolutely phenomenal. June will be a very important month for you, so will be February and October 2006 and 2007.
Okay, I had a question.
Go ahead.
I just recently found out that I was pregnant, and I wanted to know if there was anything, if you could tell me anything having to do with that.
Well, again, this is too much of a private and sensitive question for me to talk over the air, and I need to run your chart in depth and find out where you're at, so that's why you call me, so email me, and let's get this conversation on the other side, okay?
Okay.
And I'll take care of you, honey.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
And this is kind of amazing when you have such an old soul, such an old soul. She's also obviously very vulnerable. And everything in her life will be 2, 4, 6. She has the head of the dragon in Gemini. Well, she has a conflict between her freedom and responsibility of being a child. Well, I check the stars. Okay, who is the next caller? Hello?
Hello.
What's your name, honey?
I'm Hannah.
And where are you calling me from, Hannah?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. Okay. Give me your numbers.
Say that again?
2-26-50. What's your date of birth? Give me your numbers.
March. 29,
okay, so that's
1967.
You look like if you have a strong Scorpio in you. I just feel that through you. Let me look at your chart. And I was right. You were born with the tail of the dragon and the moon in Scorpio. Do you have any problem with your mother?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, the moon is right on your tail. Oh, my gosh. Do you have magnetic eyes?
A what?
Magnetic eyes. When you get upset, does your eyes say a lot?
The only comments I get on my eyes is that I have beautiful eyes.
Well, that's magnetic, okay. Now, you wanna tone down a little bit the sarcasm, okay, because you could be sarcastic a little bit. You're very emotional and very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let me see what I see with you. Do you get any headaches or sinuses? Just a question.
Yes.
All right. Say, try to walk barefoot, okay? You regenerate from the magnetic field of the earth. When you walk barefoot, it represses the intensity in the small ramification of the veins that distribute the blood and the oxygen in your brain. So walk on the dirt or walk by the water, but walk barefoot. You got it?
Okay.
All right. Now, have you ever worked with cash? Just a question.
I'm sorry.
You're
very difficult to hear a little bit. I'm going to step outside here, but...
No, it's okay.
Okay, go ahead. Say that again.
Have you worked with cash before?
Have I worked with cash?
Yeah, in a bank or cash or just something like that. Just tell me yes or no.
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, because I see an option with you to do that. You have healing power in your hands, though. Have you thought of doing any massage? Just a question, yes or no?
No.
Okay. I perceive things in your chart. You don't have to agree with me. I'm just channeling through you, trying to get it out. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, you're a very competitive person. I can tell you that. It's very competitive. Sometimes you could be very private and not talk at all. Sometimes you talk too much.
Yes.
You understand that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You have you have a very high values, but your problem has always been money.
Yeah.
Money. You're lucky with the real estate, though. Have you ever worked in a restaurant or something like that?
I worked in a restaurant when I was younger.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we get in there. Let me see. You need to find yourself, honey, and you need to let go of the past. You did suffer a lot in your upbringing, okay? There's a lot of things that you're running away that have really, really hurt you.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes to your mother, you got to be more forgiving. Remember, you picked her. She didn't pick you.
All right.
It is hard to believe. Most of the time, we reincarnate with our parents being our worst enemies in past lives. You understand that?
Yeah.
It's just karmic. But you need being a Scorpio Dragon Star, you don't trust people too well. That's for sure. And you could be very private. I don't see you going out enough, honey. You need to socialize a little bit more.
Yes, I wish I could.
Well, hey, you can. You got to find a way. Your wishes can only be granted if you socialize and meet friends. And if you don't have enough friends, you're gonna kind of mess up some of your wishes. I'm just giving you some ideas here. That's it. Now, are you in a relationship or not?
Yes.
Okay, well, there is a bit of problem there, honey.
Really?
Yep. And that problem could be anything from being yourself insecure, jealous, or something like that. And we don't want this to turn it to be negative for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being honest with you. I know you can handle it.
Okay.
Okay? Now, it doesn't mean the guy don't love you because you don't want to hear anything negative about your relationship. I understand that nobody wants to hear that. But I see it, and I have to tell you, tone down a little bit. What month was he born?
April 11th.
Well, it's all about money. That's what the problem is.
Yeah. I'm
more precise to help you more, okay?
Okay.
There is more than money, honey. Just remember that, okay?
I know.
You know that. Maybe he doesn't. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say here, what's the point to be a billionaire? I have friends of mine, they are so wealthy, but they are so unhappy, you know? I always say, what's the point to be a billionaire if you're constipated every day? I mean, your health is already more important than money.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you can appreciate and understand me there, so that's good. Okay, what do I see with you ahead of you here? You are going to... Are you worrying about your health? It's a question.
Yes.
Yeah, I can feel that. Don't. You know, you have the tail of the dragon in Scorpio, so you do carry quite a lot of witchcraft residue, too.
And it's a wizardry?
Witchcraft residue.
Really?
Yes. And I repeat myself, being a white witch is not negative at all. It's a compliment and it's power to you.
Huh.
But in the United States, when you say the word witchcraft, oh my gosh, you're going to go straight to hell. That's how you were raised. So
no, I've been more mystical lately.
Yes. Well, you have the...
Or intuitive, maybe, is the better word.
Well, what's happening is the head of the dragon is moving in your subconscious. So you're going through some deep psychological changes, and your dreams are going to be more prophetic, your intuition more accurate, your imagination also wild, so control it. Don't watch bad news, stay away from negative people, and don't read material where you have those lunatic, apocalyptic, religious lunatics saying that God is going to kill every one of us. You hear me? Stay clear from all that. And you may want to also consider taking some yoga or some arts or spiritual classes because you need that food. You really need spiritual matters. Okay?
Do you see any past loved ones coming through?
Well, I told you to let go of the past. You got a problem and let it go. You have to understand, honey, people come through your life. They do what they have to do. You're there to teach them a lesson, or they're there to teach you a lesson.
Right, but I'm talking about like my family, loved ones.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, again, you know, you come on too strong. A lot of people don't like your honesty, honey. You're too direct,
mm-hmm.
And they see you as I don't know what you call it, the bull in the China store. You're too strong, you're too honest, and you're too direct.
Mm-hmm.
and then people get emotionally hurt with you and they alienate themselves from you.
Oh.
Well, I'm forcing you to think that way. You are a very powerful girl. You're not weak at all. You're too strong for your own good. And then people
make money with it.
Yeah, well, hell yeah, you can. and dudes. See, money is always in your mind because you're running away from insecurity or from deprivation that you had to go through.
Yeah.
Okay. Now keep in mind to be positive and to use that witchcraft residue properly. Refine yourself towards gentleness, forgiveness, and love. Allow your loved one or whomever that has hurt you. Allow them their lessons. That's all you can do. You cannot control them, but you have to control yourself. You have to build the eagle in you. You have to raise into the eagle. And you could do all that because you're a very powerful girl. And out of all the drama that you went through in life, you had to rebirth yourself so many times, you know, get the pieces back together so many times. So you have been trained by life when you look at it. So you could be more more compassionate instead of more aggressive. And then you could definitely get on some spiritual study. If you could afford to come with us in Hawaii, you've got a set of charts that would make you fantastic in communication and healing. But who knows? Maybe you could take the course by mail once it's done, okay? But you will definitely do very well in using your abilities in communication and your perceptions. All right, sweethearts.
Thank you so much.
You're sure welcome, sweetie. Email me. Let me sign you one of my book, okay?
Okay, I will do that.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, I'm not going to take no more calls anymore. You know, life, this show goes pretty fast, you know. I always like to educate people, and I know for everybody that calls, thousands of more people are going there and listening to me. And I want to thank you, the very silent listener who is learning a few things from me. And I want you to understand the importance of keeping an open mind to everything that I said. Know that I am the truth. Know that I know better than you. But what I know, and I know it well. And that's why I may appear to be arrogant, cocky sometimes to other people who cannot perceive my message just yet. So to the quiet, hidden listener out there, I want to thank you for listening to my show, and I want to also thank you for those who took the time to call the show for me to guide them a little bit and for listening to me. Now, I repeat myself before the show is over. I only have a few seats left in Hawaii. Mean business, and let me take care of you. I can guarantee you that after spending a week with me, your entire life, your consciousness is going to flip. You're going to turn around 150%. Not only will I talk about stars and healing, the astral tarot, the subconscious, but also the business part of it. And I am very successful, and I could not and I cannot fix the world by myself. I need you. All right, everybody, we have come at the end of this show. Besides you, next Wednesday. Good night, everybody.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.